Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A new musical in Sacramento is celebrating America's first women soldiers. The Hello Girls chronicles the real-life stories of female telephone operators during World War I, taking us from New York to the front lines in France. These women were instrumental in turning the tide of the war, but once home, they spent decades fighting for recognition for their contributions to the armed services. Jenny Connors is the founder and artistic director of the Women's Theater Collective, as well as the director of the musical The Hello Girls. She joins us along with cast members Alyssa Seeley and Sierra Spade ahead of opening night this Friday, April 18th at the Uli Theater in Midtown Sacramento. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Hello.
Did I say that right? Uli Theater?
The Uli Theater.
I just wanted to make sure. I've seen it, but I haven't actually said it in a while. So, Jenny, this all starts with you. What led to the creation of the Women's Theater Collective?
Well, actually, I was feeling angry. I think a lot of women have gone through this. I overheard a man say something about being glad that his teenage daughter was happy to tell him that she realized he was right, that girls were stupid. And this hit me so hard.
Wow.
Yeah, it was shocking. And I was so upset. And I felt like I needed to do something. I needed to take some kind of action. And I thought, well, what can I do? And all I do is theater. So I thought, well, I'm going to see if I can get a group of women together and we can start doing some shows that focus on women's stories.
I love that act of resistance, a creative act of resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am here for it. So I guess that makes sense why this new musical is The Hello Girls. That seems right in the line or of what you were looking for.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're just happy to be telling the story of these amazing real women.
How did it land on your lap, this musical and you wanting to do it here in Sacramento?
I actually heard about it from some other performers I know in the area who were listening to the soundtrack and liked the show. And they mentioned it, that it would be a good one for us. So I looked it up and I loved it.
I know that obviously this is about women in the armed services during World War I who came home and were overlooked. So I can understand why this would interest you for the Women's Theater Collective. But what else about this musical resonated with you, where you wanted to bring it to life here?
Well, it's a lot of fun. It's a very fun musical. I love that it not only sheds a light on the women who went to war, but also the men, of course. I mean, we're not here to just say it's all about the women. It's important to recognize those men who have fought for our country. And the music is fantastic. You're going to hear a little bit. It's so much fun. It's an uplifting musical. So I was happy to do it.
All right, well, let's get to some of the cast members. Alyssa and Sierra, thank you for joining us. You're going to share a little bit of the performance. But first, I would love to just say hello and learn more about you. Alyssa, tell us about yourself.
Well, hi, my name is Alyssa Seeley, and I am playing the role of Suzanne Prevost. I'm very excited to play this role, and I think this show is just so important, and it just empowers everyone on stage, regardless of gender. Mm-hmm. It's just a really uplifting and important story to tell in our current era.
Sierra, who are you playing?
I'm playing Grace Banker. She was the chief operator and the leader of the Hello Girls. Yeah.
What attracted you to this musical production?
Well, I saw a production of it back in Fargo, North Dakota, actually, and I thought it was just fantastic. I'd never heard about it before, and then I moved here, and I saw that the Women's Theater Collective was doing it, and I've been wanting to work with them, and I was like, this is perfect. And so I went over, auditioned, and been loving it ever since.
Yeah, it's just serendipitous. Mm-hmm. So we're actually going to get a little taste of the musical. Alyssa and Sierra are going to perform a piece. Do you want to set it up first before to let listeners know what they're about to take in?
So this piece from the show is when Suzanne calls her friend Grace to let her know that the Army is actually recruiting women to be operators on the front.
Let's do it.
Suzanne, you know you shouldn't be calling me while we're working.
But this is important.
What is it?
Did you see the ad in the paper today? They want operators to send to France.
Who does?
The Army, Grace. The U.S. Army.
So they want us to train the troops?
No, they want us to be the troops, to serve as operators, over there.
Listen, Suzanne, I...
Grace, you have to do this.
Why?
Because I'm doing this. Come on, it'll be an adventure.
Suzanne, it's war. It's not a sightseeing expedition.
I know. And we all have to do our bit. But girls like us, we aren't cut out for tending victory gardens. How many times have you told me you wish you could be doing something more?
I have been known to say that.
And you know how I knew this was meant for us? The ad in the paper says you gotta speak French. They need the operators to be able to translate.
I haven't spoken French since college.
Mademoiselle Banker, ne soyez pas un peu moyen.
What?
You know perfectly well what I just said. Grace, you always do this, thinking of all the reasons why not, and I have to be the one to talk you into it. Remember that summer we got pompadours?
That was a terrible idea.
But this isn't. Tu dois savoir la fouet, mon ami.
I must have the goose liver?
Not foie gras, la foie. Didn't you major in French?
Well, actually, I was a double major, French and history.
So, join the army, speak French, and make history.
The girl is mad. I'd never be selected. My French is bad, I could fake it. Je peux parler français, nope, they'd find me out. And I'm bound to be rejected on the spot. But then just suppose I'm not. I'm off to France, my accent's been perfected. This is the chance of a lifetime. Can I let it pass me by? Can I stay home? Always wondering if that path was meant for me. What's with the butterflies? Haven't you wanted this, Gracie? You gotta be tough. Stop with the waffling. Haven't you felt like you haven't been doing enough? Nothing's an accident, isn't it obvious? Destiny's calling your bluff. Stand tall, answer the call. Follow a path that's unexpected, and you might wind up connected to it all.
Oh my God, that was amazing! What a treat. The two of you are incredible.
Very talented.
Oh my gosh. That is, we should just have you just do the whole segment. I mean, you and I don't even need to talk about this.
Why are we here?
Yeah, to get people to go watch this weekend. You guys sound like amazing. What was rehearsal like? The process? How did you guys become so good at this?
Well, I don't know. I think it's just been years of practice, and then we all come together. I think everyone in this cast is so brilliantly, like, everyone is so talented in this cast. Like, mm-hmm. Everyone knows exactly what they got to do. They know their lines. They know their songs. They know exactly how to make this a perfect show.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we're very lucky just to be a piece of the show.
Truly. The creative team is great, too. And we all got together on the first rehearsal to go over the Hello Girls and a little bit of the history. And so that always helps to know the background for sure and make sure we're all on the same page. But
I was going to ask if the two of you were nervous, but I don't think so, about opening night on Friday.
I'm definitely still nervous. But
yes, very nervous, actually.
Well, you don't need to be because the two of you are amazing. So, Jenny, you're not only the founder of the Women's Theater Collective, you're also the director. What do you hope people get out of this musical?
I want them to leave feeling proud of our country, feeling proud of the men and women that go to war for us, feeling uplifted about life, feeling hopefully a little deeper respect for women overall. And also with some more knowledge about the Women Veterans Alliance. That's the women's organization that we are sponsoring with this show.
Right. So proceeds, mm-hmm. a part of the ticket sales are actually going to go to the Women's Veteran Giving.
That's right.
How did you become connected with this organization?
Well, whenever we choose a show at Women's Theater Collective, we try to choose an organization that benefits women that is somehow connected to the theme of the show. So I looked them up. They seem like an amazing group. I love what they're doing. And so we decided that would be the one. We would try to bring more attention to what they're doing. And 25% of the profits from the show will go to them.
Wonderful. What was it like directing this?
Oh, it's been so much fun. I tend to be a bit silly, a bit playful. I think that a relaxed environment creates an opportunity to be more vulnerable as a performer. And so I try to keep things as fun and as positive as possible so that the performers can just throw themselves into it. And I think they really have.
Oh, I certainly do. Alyssa, I mean, I see you nodding along. I mean, one production is not like the other. I mean, there's a whole
Absolutely
ecosystem
not.
And an environment. What was it like being part of this production?
With this production, it felt like, I don't know, I know a few people in the cast, but it now feels more tightly knit and like it makes more sense. Everybody has their role and we all know how to bounce off of each other. And it really does feel playful and inviting because other casts I've been in, of course, are different. But this one does definitely promote creativity. No one's going to laugh at you if you make a mistake. Everyone makes a mistake. So it's very nice to know that we're all equal and we all have each other's backs.
Finally, Sierra, we are talking about World War I, which happened more than a century ago. So pretty much anyone who's going to be watching this has not lived through it. What did you get from learning about this experience in a very creative and artistic way?
Honestly, I would say a big part of this musical is that it was 100 years ago, but it's still happening today. Like, it can connect to a lot of the things today. And so finding those little moments where you're calling to the audience and actually asking them to have a call to action, almost, it forms a lot of our artistic choices, I would say.
And that's wonderful. Well, Sierra and Alyssa and Jenny, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That was a wonderful performance. Thank you. What a treat. I feel spoiled. Jenny Connors is the founder and artistic director of the Women's Theater Collective, as well as the director of their new musical, The Hello Girls, about the telephone women in World War I, who are America's first women soldiers. Alyssa Seeley and Sierra Spade are the cast members who performed a scene just now. Opening night is this Friday, April 18th, at the Uli Theater in Midtown Sacramento. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Lashinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.